You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here from Day Weather to take a look at the forecast for the Midwest. Don, thanks for being here. As I look at it, it doesn't look like there's a lot of rain in the forecast. Will we get some?
Well, there will be. A lot of the potential rain that we see coming is not necessarily over the next 2 or 3 days. There'll be a little bit of activity. Most of the rain that we'll be talking about for the Midwest and the Corn Belt region is coming as we get into next week and as we get up into and through the first 5 to 10 days of July. We do see a weather pattern that is going to bring in some chances for showers and thunderstorms. So long-term rain looks like a good bet, especially for many areas in the central and southern areas of the Corn Belt, which have been missing some of it. But that's coming long-term. Short-term, we're going to sort of go through, as you mentioned, not a lot going on.
And should be beautiful over the short-term. When we get the rain, will we get the heat back with it?
Yes, but at the same time, you know, the trend so far this summer is, yeah, you know, we've had our usual really warm days coming up, but there's really nothing that says a lot of heat either. In fact, when we start to get back into the rain chances again, we may see our temperatures averaging a little bit below normal, and something that we'll need to watch out in the long term. So if there's going to be any real hot weather, it's going to be confined to the southern and western states.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Let's catch you up on the agricultural news as we finish out our program now. The newly expanded Panama Canal could be a double win for U.S. agriculture, but Waterways Council Executive Vice President Deborah Calhoun says that only highlights the further need to modernize the locks and dams on the upper Mississippi River.
It's essential to commerce. It's essential to the United States remaining as the world leader in agriculture and feeding the world. So we need to make sure that our lock and dam system is as efficient as it can be to get ready for what's to come.
Almost a third of all U.S. corn, wheat, and soybeans now transits the Panama Canal to reach Asian markets. And finally today, a temporary 4-H club, a spin club in Peoria, Illinois, is just getting started on an out-of-this-world journey. The club, and maybe your 11- to 14-year-old too, will make contact with the International Space Station at the end of July. Tonight through the month of July, 4-Hers interested in radio, electronics, computers, space, and NASA will meet at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. It's a club open to 11 to 14-year-olds around the state, says Extension's Judy Schmidt.
It only meets for Tuesdays, and it is in the evening from 6 to 7:30, so that might hopefully make it more accessible for families that have to work and things like that. So the first three sessions, they'll be doing lots of activities related to ham radio and Morse code and satellites. And that last session, they'll be kind of planning the questions and what they're going to talk about, and then sometime that last week is when the actual call will happen.
A call to talk with an astronaut on the space station. The 4-H Club meets at the Peoria Riverfront Museum tonight at 6 p.m. All 11 to 14-year-olds are welcome to join. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.